Stop by our location next to Hickory Park on Friday, February 2nd at 8 a.m. at Farmers and Merchants Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic, North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
It will be Mount Holmes' ball to start this second quarter as they currently lead Russellville 11-5. Both teams still on the bench getting some last-second instructions before we get back underway. Well, defensively, you got to like that quarter for Mount Home.
Mount Home played good. And good first quarter there. Like the energy that we're bringing. Right now, you know, Russellville looks a little tight. They know this is a home game. They know this is a game that really they need to win. Mountain Home needs to win. And Russellville kind of has a look that's a little tight to them. Mountain Home's playing loose. And, you know, we've got some scores out there right now. See if we can get somebody hot.
Inbound pass goes to Blaine Tate in the backcourt. They're switching to a zone now.
They are. You get kind of a little matchup 1-2-2 zone.
Ball goes to Gilbert near the right corner. He dribbles in toward the lane. Now throws it to Uchman in the left corner. His three-pointer bounces around. Oh, it goes out over the backboard and out of bounds.
Yeah, still good shot out of the zone. Good job by Rhett getting both feet into the paint and then able to kick it out.
Beavers walks the ball across the timeline for the Cyclones. He'll give it to Villarreal, who dribbles toward the top. Now ball goes to Frazier. Over to Beavers. Beavers dribbling on the right elbow. Goes to the low block.
Walk.
And he is going to be called for the travel. We're 34 seconds into this second quarter. It is a six-point Mountain Home advantage.
Russellville not playing great right now.
No.
We need to extend our lead.
Here is Gilbert with it. Back to Tate. Into the front court he goes. He's met by a double team. He will throw it to Dewey. Dewey gives it to Gilbert. Over to Tate on the left side. Oh, now McLean has it. He's going to dribble towards the low block. Throws it out to Gilbert. Gilbert will dribble to the lane. Puts up the fadeaway, and good.
Yeah, he likes those little mid-range jumpers. Let's get Rhett hot. He got in there and saw one go through the bucket. Kind of get in this game and see if we can't get him to score in some bunches.
Back the other way. Frazier puts up the three-pointer. Good. Cam Frazier with five on the night.
Interesting story about Frazier.
Yeah, here, right? Yeah, he's actually a published author. He actually had a book signing over the summer, and he has a couple more books in the works.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool kid.
Ball goes to McLean. He's going to try to answer with a three of his own, and he does! He's in double figures with 11.
Yes, sir. Ryder going to work.
16-8, Mountain Home up. 6:26 left to play in the half.
Also good to see Ryder's dad, Kirk, here in attendance watching his son play. He had some health issues, was sick, and good to see him out of the hospital doing well.
Back the other way, putting up the three-pointer was, I believe that is, okay, I believe it's Kate Smith is who it was. So his first 3 points of the night. Here is Ryder McLean giving it to Rhett Gilbert. He loses his footing, but he's going to be fouled. The tripping foul against Russellville there. I believe they got Beavers there. That's his first personal foul. Team foul number one against Russellville here in the second quarter. Braxton Carson comes back in for Mountain Home, replacing Levi Uchman.
Interesting. I was talking to Coach Fulcher with Brad Morris being out. Like I said, he had some health issues. He's out for it. It's not return of cancer with him. It's he had an eye issue, but he's healing well from that. But without having an assistant coach here, I was asking about Alma. He said, I lost my voice halfway through.
McLean tries another three. Oh, my goodness. He's off to a hot start. He's got 14 on the night.
That's awesome. So if you look, though, to finish that story real quick, Matt, you'll see Coach Leonard and Coach Husky said they're going to be down there to help in case he loses the voice again in this game.
Wow. And back the other way, Kate Smith. I believe that's who that was.
Yeah, Kate Smith, yeah. Yep.
He's got five. And now stoppage of play. I don't know. They're fixing the net.
Ryder shooting the nets off the
he is.
Shooting the nets off the goal down here, getting them stuck up there.
So McLean will inbound the ball on the near sideline, gets into Tate in the backcourt.
For slow, I say slow, kind of as slow as that first quarter was, this second quarter has heated up.
It has. 19-13, Mount Tom up right now. Ball is with Tate on the left side. And
they're going to get somebody holding Dewey.
Okay.
13, Kate Smith.
Yep. That's his first second personal foul, team foul number two against the Cyclones here in the second quarter.
Mount Home got the switch, and Dewey was going to work in the post about to set up shop, and Smith just kind of grabbed and pulled him down.
Mount pass goes to Carson on the low block to Tate in the right corner. Now it throws out to Dewey on the wing, up top to McLean. He dribbles to the right side. Now tries to throw it out. Ball's knocked away by Frazier. It goes out of bounds on the far sideline. Mount Home will inbound it. With 5:02 left to play in the half, 24 left on the shot clock.
Yeah, that Russellville did a good job kind of hedging that screen and jumping out and pushing Ryder out. He picked his dribble up a little sooner than I think he wanted to. We got lucky on that one.
And offensive foul, they're going to call an illegal screen.
Yeah, that's a nitpicky call. You could call that every time, especially when we do these dribble handoffs. Watch Russellville do them too, but hopefully we get the call on this end.
That's Carson's first personal foul, team foul number one against Mount Tom here in this second quarter. Here is Beavers throwing it to Frazier. Over on the left side goes to Smith. Up top to Campbell. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Throws out to Villarreal on the right. Villarreal is going to dribble into the lane. He's going to go in for the runner. No good. Gets his own rebound, though.
They can't do that. Didn't hit the rim.
Yeah, about to say, though. Ball's knocked away, though. Mount Tom's going to get the steal anyway. Here is Tate back the other way. Behind the back dribble. Finding Dewey for the layup. Good. What a dribble by Blaine Tate.
Great handle, great ball handling.
Back the other way, Kate Smith's going to put up the three-pointer. That's good. He's got eight on the night, all in the second quarter. And timeout's going to be called by Mountain Home. We'll break with 4:14. Let's play in the first half. It is Mountain Home leading Russellville 21-16. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kits 101.7.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Mount Tom taking their first time out of the night with 4:14 left to play in the first half as they currently lead Russellville 21-16. But give the Cyclones credit. They've come out a lot more hot in this second quarter.
Yeah, they have. They've played well, and Kate Smith's been a big part of it. He's gotten hot.
Tate into the front court for the Bombers, and a foul away from the ball. Looks like they're going to get Russellville with that one. I believe that one was on Villarreal. Donovan Villarreal picks up his second personal foul. 13th foul against the Cyclones here in the second quarter. Tate will inbound the ball to McLean on the right side. Carson with it up top. Less than 4 minutes left in the half. Ball goes over to Tate on the right side. And a foul away from the ball. They're going to get Braxton Carson. Wow. That's his second personal foul, team foul number two, against Mountain Home here in the second quarter.
I really didn't see the action. I just saw Braxton backing his way over the top of Bryce Beavers, about the E of Russellville on the baseline over there. So I would assume he probably got there illegally.
So Carson's going to check out the game as Drew Haney, a 6'3 sophomore, comes in. Here is Campbell with it up top. Over on the left side to Smith. Back up top to Campbell. Over to Villarreal on the right. Villarreal will throw it up top to Frazier. Over on the left side to Smith. He drills toward the corner. Back to Frazier on the wing. Up top to Campbell. He's going to put up the three-pointer. Won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Harris. Harris good. Just checked back in a moment ago.
Good rebound by Muggs going to get in that. Our guards do a really good job rebounding.
Absolutely. Tate into the front court. Dribbles to the top. Goes to the left right elbow. Throws it out to Harris on the wing. Harris will dribble up toward the top. Gives it to Dewey. And Dewey has the ball knocked away, but he gets it back. Now over to Haney. Over to the right side to Tate. 10 left on the shot clock. Tate will give it to McLean. He's going to put up the jumper. It's a high off the backboard. No good. Ball goes out. Haney gets the offense rebound. Throws it out to McLean. His three-pointer rolls around. Does not go, and Frazier gets the rebound.
Oh, I thought that was going to fall for us.
Man, got close. Here is Beavers with it on the right side. Over to Smith. Now Frazier has it on the right wing. Throws over on the left side to Villarreal. His three-pointer wouldn't go, and the rebound's controlled by Tate. 2.5 minutes left to play in the first half. Mounts home up 21-16. Tate with it up top. Gives it to Harris on the left side. His three-pointer, good! McGee Harris with 6 on the night.
McGee's that opportunistic shooter. When he gets a chance, I haven't really seen him take a bad three. You know, he usually takes really, really good threes.
24-16, Mountain Home up. Back the other way, a blocking foul is going to be called on Haney as Smith was going in for the layup. So Smith will go to the line for a pair of free throws. Drew Haney picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number 3 against Mountain Home here in the second quarter.
You know, with that, Matt, you talk about taking good shots. That's probably why he's shooting 46.8% from three on the year. You want to make a lot of shots, take a lot of good shots.
Yeah, that's right. Kate Smith's first free throw is up. No good.
He just likes that left corner.
Yep. Red Gilbert comes back in for Mount Tom, replacing Ryder McLean. And for Russell, Villarreal checks out as Jaden Foster comes back in. Smith's second free throw is up and good. He gets 1 of 2. He has 9 on the night.
All in this quarter, right?
All in this quarter, yep. So still a 3-possession lead for Mount Tom. 24-17 our score. Here is Tate with it on the right side. Gives it there to Gilbert on the wing.
Russellville really extending their defense out on the Bombers now.
You bet. Harris with it now on the right side. Gives up top to Dewey. Dewey will give it back to Harris. Fakes out his defender. Puts up the three-pointer. Misses everything. And the rebound's controlled by Frazier.
I just said that. I just bragged on you, McGee, and not taking bad ones. That might have been a rush.
Yeah. Here is Frazier with it on the left side. Gives up top to Beavers. Beavers will draw a little contact. They're going to get Rhett Gilbert with his first personal foul. That's the last foul Mount Tom has to give this half. Next one will put Russellville in the bonus. 1:33 left in the half. It is a 7-point Bomber advantage. Beavers will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets it up top to Foster. Ball goes to Frazier. Now Beavers has it on the right side. He's going to dribble into the lane. Going in for the reverse layup. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Tate. Tate with it across the timeline, dribbles on the left wing. Gives up top to Haney. Over to Harris on the right. Harris will get by his defender. Now try to throw it to Haney. Ball knocked away, but Dewey's there to pick it up. Put up the fadeaway in the paint. Good.
Worked out well for Mountain Home.
Yeah.
Oh, and a steal quickly by Blaine Tate.
What? Blaine Tate gets the steal.
Get in there.
Well, they're going to call for the travel. Wow. So the two teams exchanged turnovers on that sequence.
I strongly disagree on that.
I couldn't tell. Levi Uchman and Ryder McLean coming back in from Mount Tom, replacing Drew Haney and McGee Harris. 56.3 seconds left to play in the half. It is a 9-point Mount Tom advantage, 26-17 our score. I believe Russell brought him some subs as well. And Jaden Foster just checked right back out. Here is Beavers into the front court. Throws over on the left side to Villarreal. He's going in for the layup. Boy, he just blew by a bunch of defenders with that one.
Yeah, he did. Ryder's looking at Coach Wilson saying, my bad, I wasn't there for help. And yeah. He called it as soon as he saw it.
This is his first field goal. He's got 3 on the night, 26-17. Mountain Home with the ball in the lead. About a 6-second difference between the shot clock and game clock.
Yeah, we'll be content to bleed this thing all the way down and make it to where we at least have a 2-possession lead going into the half.
Yep. Here is Tate with it, dribbling, giving it to Gilbert on the right side. Gilbert will dribble up to the top. Over on the right side to McLean. 5 seconds left in the shot clock. McLean puts up the three-pointer. It wouldn't go. And the rebound is knocked around. Control by Tate. He puts it back up and in.
Yeah, what a great job by Blaine Tate. Just sticking with that ball.
And Beavers quickly back the other way. He's going to throw it out to Campbell for the three-pointer. No good. And it's going to be a 9-point lead for Mount Tom going into the locker room.
Great job in a huge game. I don't want to say a must-win this early in the season, but it's one that really boosters your chances
in
the state tournament.
You bet. So we'll start the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show when we come back. Our score at the break, Mount Tom leading Russellville 28-19. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life.